The General Assembly wrapped up its 439th session last night in Annapolis, and for the first time since 2003, House Speaker Michael Bush was not overseeing the House of Delegates. Bush died on Sunday at the age of 72 after being hospitalized with pneumonia. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the frenzied, celebratory atmosphere that's typical on the last day of the annual 90-day session was sobered by Bush's absence.
In a highly unusual move, the legislature ended its official business 30 minutes early. The House and Senate then had a joint session to honor Bush.
Speaker Bush was my friend, leader, mentor, and certainly a coach to all of us that serve in the House of Delegates.
He was a man who saw the good in every individual, no matter how flawed they were. And he based his viewpoint of life and policy on the fact that there was this good thing in everybody that could be brought out.
He's a great man, a good friend, and I really loved him.
That was Delegate Talmadge Branch of Baltimore, Delegate Kumar Barve of Montgomery County, and Senator Guy Gazzoni of Howard County. The last day of the session, known by the Latin sine die, is usually a flurry of activity, as legislators hold impromptu committee votes and negotiate compromises on contentious bills. But this year, most of the major legislative battles were settled before Monday. The small number of high-profile bills left unfinished, coupled with Bush's absence, created a more subdued tone than normal.
It's hard to imagine that we're going to close out this 439th legislative session.
Governor Larry Hogan spoke with reporters Monday afternoon.
Without a guy who's been a leader of the House for the past 16 years and who's been really an institution in the institution of state government for 32 years.
Senate President Mike Miller acknowledged at the start of the day that closing out the session without Bush would be tough for everyone.
I was on Facebook last night just reading all the tributes. And I couldn't sleep. I can't even talk about it. Now it's going to be a difficult day. So we need to proceed as best we can in his honor.
In the House, Speaker Pro Tem Adrian Jones presided for the last couple of weeks while Bush was out with pneumonia, and she continued to lead the chamber on Monday. With her dress, she wore New Balance sneakers, just as Bush wore when he knew the floor sessions would run long. She said the choice was part remembrance and part practicality.
It was very emotional today. As you noticed, the chief of staff and myself, we were in tears, holding each other.
One of the few big fights of the night was over the so-called Clean Energy Jobs Act, which requires the state to get half of its electricity from renewable sources by the year 2030. The House and Senate also reached a compromise on a bill creating a prescription drug affordability board with the power to cap the amount Maryland residents pay for certain drugs. And the legislature wrapped up one of Bush's priority bills. It prohibits oyster harvesting in 5 waterways. Hogan vetoed it, but the House voted to override the veto on Friday, and the Senate followed suit Monday morning. But at 11:30, everything stopped.
Of all the sessions I've spent with him,
Branch, in his tribute, said that at the end of the last night of every session, he would touch Bush and say, "Sine die, my friend."
I can't touch him now. But I can say for the last time, "Sine die, my friend. Sine die."
I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.